I don't know.
How many times have you mentioned the guys in suits in Bordeaux? Look, I don't like guys in suits. Maybe three. I counted three.
I think you're.
It all comes down to Bob not wanting to wear a tie, and I don't see how that affects like purple grape juice in my glass. You know.
I love to wear a tie.
That's the shocking thing, because he should understand it, you know?
I love to wear a tie, I love Bordeaux, but when I want the really great berries, I go to Burgundy.
Right, and when I want to mow the lawn, I drink beer. But I mean, one doesn't have anything to do with the other.
Well, let me think. When I want
to mow the lawn... I don't have a lawn.
Well, you're not going to drink Burgundy while you're mowing and sweating on a hot August day on mowing your lawn. That's my point. So everything has its form and its time and its place and its thing. But to say that... When you want to be glad for being alive and realize that we're not animals and we're a higher form of evolution, semi-divine, the only way you can really appreciate that is with a Bordeaux. Because a Burgundian is strictly human. Bordeaux is half divine, just like we are.
That is absolutely perfect. I think that
if the world drank nothing but Burgundy, there would be no wars.
No, if the world drank nothing but good red wine, there would be no wars.
If we all smoked pot, there'd be no wars too.
Oh, I don't know. Never having smoked pot.
Really? You should try it.
It's very mild. Well, I don't want to smoke anything.
Smoke is sticky.
I want to drink Burgundy.
I say drinking fine red wine, there would be no.
The thing I want to point out for our audience is driving both me and Thelma crazy is that Bob knows Bordeaux like nobody. Understands Bordeaux. So why are we even having this conversation? It's just so bizarre to me, you know?
Yeah. You know? The debate is fun, and we're focusing on
it. Well, we all love good wine, and we all love Bordeaux. We hopefully all love Bordeaux. Just the appreciation and the fine-tuning of the personal taste. And the proper way, of course, is to go to Bordeaux.
Well, now.
This is an evangelistic fervor there.
Yeah. I didn't realize I knew you were passionate about Burgundy, but I didn't realize you were
I'm chauvinistic.
In actuality, at home, I drank almost all Southern wine, Southern France.
There was a time when we first met you, you said wonderful things about Bordeaux.
Oh, I still
and
do.
Then when the prices rose,
and people started wearing suits.
I think your attitude changed because of the price relationship.
Well, no, the absolute truth is it's my diet, and I cook at home mostly Mediterranean.
Uh-huh.
I saute my meals.
So you should be drinking Pinot Grigios.
I don't roast meat. Oh God.
I knew I would get that.
I will drink seltzer before I drink Pinot Grigio on a regular basis. But no, Mediterranean meaning Southern wine.
Yes, I know.
And I love that. But when the meats that I do cook are on the wing, and that calls for Burgundy. And I love roast lamb, roast veal, and I do serve Bordeaux with it.
A Burgundy is absolutely delicious with Bordeaux. We all know it is. But I think a Bordeaux with a...
If I were to eat roast meat every day, I would drink a lot more Bordeaux. But I don't, so I don't.
I heard my name. We're just having this nice little. Jim is focusing on. And a little debate, and so we're having a little debate.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, people going over to Burgundy who wants to lay out.
And of course, at the end of this evening, Thelma and I are never going to speak to each other again.
No, the worst of friends.
All we're going to do is get...
But it's not personal.
We're going to get our bottles of Bordeaux and our bottles of Burgundy and sit down and drink them together and have a grand time.
You poured me a glass and you said everything would become clear. And I drank it and I loved it and it was perfect, but it wasn't that I need a moment thing, you know?
You really want... I only like to go deep into the
yes, cellar. I like art that makes me say, I need a moment. I like listening to concertos that just leave me galvanized. I like reading poems that just leave me like in a different state. I like wines that do that too. Burgundy is friendly, wonderful, good to drink. Wine. It's Vivaldi.
I like Vivaldi. I think Vivaldi's good.
If somebody calls while you're listening to Vivaldi, it's no big deal. You don't even lower the stereo. You're like, yeah. But if they call when you're listening to Beethoven, you know, you let the machine get it.
Well, Beethoven, I will agree, is Bordeaux, without question. But Mozart, I want to win points on Thelma drinking Burgundy and saying, this is it.
I get it, yeah. That's what you want to hear. You want to hear Thelma say, I get it.